Describe a female leader you would like to meet. You should say who she is, what she does, what she's like, and explain why you would like to meet her. As leadership used to be a male domain, I'm excited to see women in positions of power nowadays. Although my country hasn't yet had a female president, I would like to talk about our former First Lady, Michelle Obama. Along with this, she is also the first African-American First Lady, which is something I'm really thrilled to see as well. She has always been a woman I look up to. In the USA, being the First Lady is a very important position. Michelle's duties included being the hostess of the First Lady, as well as organizing and attending official ceremonies and functions of state, either along with or in place of the president. Along with this, she was formerly a lawyer, as well as a university administrator and writer. With all this said, she's a very bright and respectable woman. As an educator myself, I have a profound respect for those in the education field. Although I don't know her, she seems very bubbly and vivacious. Along with this, she and her family are known to be very elegant and well-spoken. Because of all of this that I've mentioned, it would be a great honor to meet her. I would love to have a cup of coffee and ask for life advice with her. Of course, I would have to take a picture with her for social media. Part 3. What is gender inequality in the workplace? It means that people aren't treated equally based on gender. Traditionally, the man earns more money than a woman and aren't able to move up in a position, also known as the glass ceiling. In my country, the woman earns about 80 cents to the man's dollar for doing the exact same workload. Apart from just the pay, women are often perceived as unable to control their emotions, which prevents them from being in leadership positions. I'm so happy to see this changing. What are the causes of gender inequality in the workplace? Long-held beliefs, society, misconceptions, our upbringing, religion, among other things. It's something that has been ingrained in our minds for a long time. As we are now in a time where women are getting into positions of power, we can see that it has nothing to do with ability. I hope that people continue to develop their way of thinking about this matter. I'm a firm believer that women are just as capable as men, whether if it's an office job or physical labor. Do women have more responsibility for taking care of children? Nowadays, it really depends. Perhaps it used to be that way since women tend to have a more maternal and nurturing instinct. But I see this starting to change. For example, I know plenty of stay-at-home dads and moms who go to work all day. However, I still see that traditionally the woman stays home with the children more than a man.